Let's double check, and all of a sudden we're in all kinds of trouble. How do you make your, somebody talked to me about communication. How do you communicate what's in the care plan? How do you actually use it? Administrators, it makes no sense to me. If you're a 100-bed facility, I did this in a 100-bed facility, the money it took to create a care plan, the care plans for the whole facility, was $250,000 a year. Why do you spend $250,000 a year to create a document that does no good, and the worst it can do is signal to the surveyor what you're not doing? Golly gee whiz, do your own money on that. The cost of the MDS, the cost of the care plan software, the cost of the MDS nurses, the cost of all the staff. Okay. See how high you're actually getting to create a document that nobody uses. It's got to be. You've got to somehow figure out how to use it, and I've got a couple things I want to show you. Have all confused residents been assessed with their safety with side rails? If it's you that's come in and you like a side rail, please have it and let's stop this discussion. You're alert, you're fine. There's no reason why you can't have it. Are you with me? You're not going to stick your head in it. You're happy. The minute I do my repetitive functional assessment test and you show that you've dropped like phenomenally, all bets are off. It's too dangerous for you. Okay, and I can tell you why. If you have restraints in your building, even to today, are they locked somewhere where they where it takes a whole bunch of hard, messy work to get them out? They need to be in a closet someplace. They need to be double locked. As an aide, I cannot go get them easily. As a nurse, I cannot go get them easily. I'm going to get a hold of somebody else. When I was in the real throes of this restraint freedom thing, it was so amazing. We would do restraint burnings. We actually did media events where we would pull all the restraints out of a facility and burn them. And within 2 weeks, there'd be a whole bunch of them in there again. I said, where'd these come from? Well, they said they come over from the hospital. And I said, no, you say to the hospital, I am so sorry. You say to the transport team, I'm so sorry we don't allow those in our building. Here, allow me to take those off right here in the lobby. And why don't I'll stay with the resident. Why don't you just go right back to your ambulance and put those out there, okay? How often do you need to do that before the message goes, don't send them, they're going to make me take them back? How many of you do that? How many have a rule that says you cannot come in with a restraint on? Okay, and you will take it off if they come through the front door and you will send it away. Okay. How can we say to the community, besides the fact that we met with them and we did all kinds of stuff? Are all restrained people actively involved in a restorative program? And as time rolls on, I think they all need to be in a restorative program, whether restrained or not, especially your falling people. Hey, how many people are in your Tai Chi programs? You do have Tai Chi programs, don't you? Certainly you do, because we know that some research is showing that just a very short amount of time with Tai Chi increases balance by 85%. Man, I'll go for it. Because one of the problems is when they stand up, they fall over. Okay. I don't know. I'll figure it out. Are staffing levels adequate? We talked about there. The documentation pieces we'll pick up when we look at my documents. The references, the Kendall Corporation is the first one here where I've got printed materials. Nickner has some really good booklets. This communication art at the bottom is the clock test that I talked about, just so you know what those are. Oh, well, all these alternatives, we've talked about that. Just flip for a while here. Keep flipping, just keep flipping, just keep flipping. And flip over to page 10.
Can you go back to 6 first?
So who? Sure, what's that?
RCCT.
The clock test. Reality Comprehension Clock Test is what it stands for. It's that pink thing up here. Okay, I want to just take a second to go through page 10 because page 10 is kind of really a compilation of a lot of the talking we've done today. And kind of puts it on one page, and it was my plan to get it on one page. That's why it's so darn little, you can't read it. What's the demonstration of the management's belief? Values, restraints, falls. What's the management's belief? Staff is very quick to go with whatever they believe management wants to happen. Alrighty. Are your folks card carriers in terms of restraint, freedom, and falls management? That's what we talked about before. How about staff responsibilities? Are they in the orientation and subsequent in-services? Under assessment, utilize all team members and determine at least two answers to what the resident likes to, teeth, mouth, teeth, touch, and hear, the person's ability to identify the edge of the bed, behavior patterns that make that person unsafe, like their driving need to be independent, their impetuousness. What's their favorite chair? Where's the person been sleeping? Their nighttime behaviors and sleep patterns and their functional age, which is the clock test. In the care plan, components that must be stated in the person's care plan, equal parts of social and medical aspects. And don't do the old divert them. That doesn't make any sense. Functional age. It needs to be in the care plan. They function at this age, and here's what that means, and here's how we're going to use it. Use of all lifestyle factors, which is what do they used to like to see, smell, taste. Three statements that I can use to elicit calm, happy person and to divert their attention. And then how are we going to share the social data? Incident investigation. Do you have immediate response teams to falls in your building? And by that I mean it is whoever is on the unit has been educated and empowered to put in place whatever interventions they believe are best. And they've been trained. These are not acceptable. These are fine. But you can go from wherever you want. Does your staff, I don't care if it's the maintenance man, the electrician, two housekeepers, and a nursing assistant. The nurse was at lunch. Well, all right, we'll make the nurse come back up. But that's the team that will respond when the resident fall occurs, and they are the ones that will put in place the new interventions. And it will not be countermanded by the falls committee. How many of you have trouble with nurses completing the bottom part of the incident report where it says, what are you going to do to fix this from happening again? Why should they? Why should they, guys? It's Friday night. Matilda fell. And I know that you falls committee people who only meet Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock because you're all managers will countermand anything that I say tonight. I'm not filling it out. You fill it out on Monday when you have your meeting. And why do you suppose surveyors get goofy? Because what just happened to Matilda? She ends up with 2 days where there's absolutely no intervention at all. That's new, different, or updated, or kept the same for a reason, whatever it happens to be. And by the way, watch the surveyor when I say this. It is not mandatory when a fall occurs that you change the intervention. That is not mandatory. What the surveyors are saying and what we should do, who cares about the surveyors? What we should do is, I fell out of this purple chair. Okay? So you've been having me sit in the blue chair instead of the purple chair. Well, today I sat down in the blue chair, but when I jumped up, I stepped on my own foot and fell down. Does that mean you have to change the color of chair I'm in? No. Now, when I jump about 22 times and step on my shoestring, maybe we ought to give me slip-on shoes. Are you with me? But we did stupid things. The surveyor said I had to change it. I only had 10 options to go with. An alarm, two alarms, 17 alarms. How many residents? That doesn't make any sense. What they're saying is, and what we should be looking at is, have I considered what was the causative factor here? And addressed it. The causative factor for this particular resident to fall is their driving need to be independent, but you know what? Today, they stumbled over the dog. Oh, geez, that Eden stuff never was any good. That's what I said. Okay. Immediate response team. Now, I want to talk to you a little bit about how the immediate response team responds. Unless you guys are a lot different than the facilities I've worked in, what's your name? Suzanne? Suzanne, I see over here, I'm coming around the corner here, and I see that she has fallen. She's on the floor. Does it look something like this? Oh, my God! Get the blood pressure cuff! Come on, come on, come on, come on! Suzanne, sweetheart, oh, my God, what happened, honey? Right? Did you... And there, sorry about that. And there are... I'm not going to help her anymore. Look what happens. And there are 6 other people that have just come running over. Okay? Have you ever called the squad to come in when something goes haywire? Rescue squads? You guys call rescue squads? That's good. Have you ever watched them? Right? Here they come. They go, hey, Suzanne, how the heck did you get down there? I really believe that in New York City, they're going to wait until those twin towers are cleaned up before they start the investigation. The investigation was already about 3 hours old, okay? Yet with falls, we let somebody fall, we scoop them off the floor, ruin all the evidence, and then try to make a decision as to how they might have gotten down there. When you're on the floor with them, you ask them 2 questions, and it goes like this. In present tense terms, what's going on? What's happening? We tried this in past tense terms. It didn't work for him. So we went to do present tense terms. What's happening? If you say to a demented person, what happened, what will they say? I don't know. But if you say, what's happening, you got a shot at it. Where are you going? Not where were you going. Where are you going? I need that information so that I can begin to make some sense of it. If it doesn't make any sense, you still ask them, what are you needing? You still ask them. Write it down. Every time they fall, they say Las Vegas, Las Vegas, Las Vegas. You call up the family and you go, I don't understand Suzanne. Every time we get her on the, you know, she falls on the floor, she says Las Vegas. What is she talking about? And the family says, oh my God, she used to go to Vegas, she drank like a fish. Listen, look underneath her mattress. Okay? Because the family, a lot of times there are triggers that don't mean a thing to us, but mean something to the families. And then how do we include the new interventions in the care plan so that the people who are going to give care can actually see them? Okay. And then analysis, responsibility of the QI work. Are you using this stuff from the QI? If your QI is 100% falls and 100th percentile falls and 100th percentile fractures, what are you doing with that information besides beating your chest? How are you going back to look? Are they happening on one unit? How do you work out the, are they happening on, when you actually look at falls, do you trigger them by 2-hour blocks? Then go back and take the biggest 2-hour block and make it by half hours. What you're trying to find is if I've got 24 falls in a month, 6 of them were between 6 and 7 every night. This is kind of a no-brainer. I'm going to go after those 6 because I can get rid of a quarter of my falls. I can't stop them all right this minute, but I can show you that I went after these. Does that make sense? But we do, well, it fell during the night shift. That's an 8-hour long period of time. Okay? It's an 8-hour period of time. Do you look at system issues? Remember I talked about lack of will, knowledge, and system. Do you look at systems issues? Is it that all the aides go to supper at the same time, right after the residents come back from supper? So that what we've done is we put the residents in the room, in the wheelchair, right? That's one of the biggest places we have for falls, is in their own room after supper. Why? You left them in a wheelchair, which we know is uncomfortable, and what are the two visual cues they have? Bed and bathroom. And I guess I'll take care of it myself. And the next thing you know, they're on the floor. Never take them back to their room and leave them sit there in a wheelchair if they're confused and tired. Let's all go to the bathroom and let's come back into the lounge and let's have a cup of coffee after dinner. Let's have whatever, whatever. Okay, let's have water. Let's have, I don't care. We had a bar in our facility. And people could actually bring in booze. We didn't sell the booze there, but we actually had booze. We took 4 of our frequent fallers, and we took them into the bar after dinner. And they were hysterical. And it's back to that fire thing I talked about. They really lived up to our expectations. We took the 4 of them. One of them was my little lady with the lap buddy. And we sat them at a table. We put some Cosmopolitan Bazaar Harper's Bazaar. Well, okay. We put those in the middle of the table. Had a little TV going up in the corner with something on it. I don't remember what that was, probably something awful. Gave them all some ice cream and something to drink. It was hysterical to listen to the conversation. The one lady looked around. She went, I think this is a bar. We said, well, as a matter of fact, Naomi, it is. She was my call light lady. Yes, it is. Well, we said, would you like something to drink? I never touched it. Right, bet me. Okay, but that's fine. We went, okay then. The other lady picked up the magazine and went, smut. Just smut, don't like these magazines. But it was hysterical because they were behaving. They were responding to their environment. Okay, it worked like a charm. They got they complained about this. They laughed about that. They ate the ice cream. We then were able to take them to the bathroom, and they slept all night. We solved lots of problems with this little 45 minutes of ice cream in the bar. Okay? It was normalization for these guys. Systems issues. Biggest systems issue is we ran out of people to stay in there because people didn't value it. Ready? So they go someplace else. I got to go on break. I can't do this. Hey, how many of you have your staff eat with the residents? Do they eat with the residents in assisted living? Yeah, usually. Yeah, you want to normalize this stuff. Maybe that'd be something you want to look at. Okay. Okay, now we know all this junk. We don't have to look at any of that. Number page 11, 10, 12, oh, for heaven's sakes. Go to page 13. Page 13 is a falls management promise. Couple things I want to point out to you. I want all staff to sign this thing. Okay? But look what I've got. Understand an intervention can be as simple as, and there's some very simple ones there. The next one says, I understand it's up to me to observe people and offer interventions that might help to keep them safer, and that's everybody in the facility. Try the next one. I know there's no single invention that will work for all people. What are these people that thought the conference was over at 4? What's going on here? You know? Just because I said that, I lied. I'll continue to look for, how about this? I know that each of our clients are people just like me, and one intervention will not work all the time. See, nurses go, well, I tried the Bible and it didn't work. Right. It works 4 days, not 7. Take it and go find something else. You ready? And then second from the bottom. When I'm involved in a situation where a person falls, I will not return to the person to the same situation they were in before they fell. If they unhook their alarm and fell, for God's sakes, don't put them back in the chair with the alarm back on. They're going to fall again. The next page is an actual fall assessment. And what we actually did in Ohio is we were having a lot of false citations. So we called the state. We said, can we meet and work on some stuff together? And we did. And this is our result. The majority of this page is all MDS data. It's data we're already collecting. The only new part is the lifestyle factors. And you've heard enough about that to choke a horse today. But you know what happens? I hand this sample assessment to my colleagues, the nurses, and I say, here, you know, use this, cut it up, use it however you want. And 9 times out of 8, I'll go back to the building, and they will have cut out the lifestyle factors. All they have left is the MDS stuff. And I said, why'd you cut out the lifestyle factors? They said, we didn't know that stuff about them. Okay, the next is the incident evaluation. And again, it was one we put together, looking at all kinds of environmental factors and what are which. The next pages, 3 of them, are medication review. We had phenomenal success with reducing our falls by setting up an arrangement with our consultant pharmacist that when a fall occurred, he was part of the immediate response team. Not that he came over, but we faxed him information about the resident right then. And there are some pretty interesting things on here, and some of them are for us to fill out, and some of them are for the pharmacist to fill out. Some simple things like this. Beth and I follow Beth. She starts her med pass at that end of the hall and ends up here because it works best for her. And today she was very, very busy, and she didn't have a chance to get all this done. But she finally got the 8 o'clock done by about 2 this afternoon down here on this end. And it wasn't a problem because she watched, and she only did that with drugs that it doesn't make any difference whether you get them done in the 2-hour window or not. You know that, of course, is an old rule. It went out with hoop skirts, with a few exceptions. I came on, and because just it works better for me, I started at this end and went that way. What happened to the resident who got the stuff from her at 2 and the stuff from me at 4? We double-dosed them. And we didn't even realize. We weren't being mean, but we need to talk this over. Beth, where'd you finish up? You know, how are we going to... What's this? Sue has no trouble getting people to eat or eat the pills at all without crushing them. I can't get anybody to handle them without crushing them, so I crush them, she doesn't. Does it make a difference in how the drug impacts the resident? Certainly. Let's medicalize the medical part and actually play with it now. Okay, turn now to the very back page. And I've already talked to you about this, so we're just going to have to review real quickly. See where it says at the top, behavior that has or might prompt a fall. Remember when I told you that this morning? That's what you need to focus on. What is the behavior that has or might prompt this person to fall? And then every single one of your interventions that come down here have to help them meet that goal. Every single one of them. So if you're going to write driving need to be independent, then be real darn careful about putting keep call light within reach because you know they won't use it. They won't use it. So you're going to get in trouble with the family, you're going to get in trouble with the surveyor, and the resident's going to fall. Maybe they will use the bell. Who knows? Okay? Back up one page, and this is really a page we created to try to communicate. Many facilities will take this page and make it a book all by itself. Alrighty? Called All the King's Men or something. And then the front page is this one. And anybody can add an intervention on this back page. Anybody. Because it's social interventions. Predominantly. And then in here... She's right here. That's okay. No matter who enters the new information on the flip side of this paper... would put the residents, there'd only be one of these in front of the book. I put the residents' initials in the last time that I updated it. And the rule is for all staff, when you come in, grab this book, look at this page. If there have been any interventions added since the last time you worked, go look at just that one. You don't have to read through all this stuff again. Go just look at the one that had the one intervention added and then go to work. If there's been no intervention added since the last time you worked, get to work. Okay. Not saying it's be all end all, but how do we get the staff to be able to work together? It is very, very possible. Let's take a look up here in our board and see if we got anywhere close to what we were supposed to talk about today. Okay, we talked about interventions. I think I did that. We talked about communication. I think I did that. We talked about assessment. We talked about documentation. We talked about how to get from A to B. We talked about side rails. I got to make one statement about chemical restraints. I don't believe there are such a thing. Not by definition. You know what the definition of a chemical restraint is? A medication that is used for staff convenience or resident punishment. How many of you have chemical restraints? How many of you have antipsychotic meds that are being used because the resident's symptomatic? That's not a chemical restraint. And we've made dreadful, dreadful error in calling meds that are being used for the right reason a chemical restraint. It wasn't a chemical restraint. I am old enough to know chemical restraints. They were called Thorazine, okay? And we gave them to people and they sat and they drooled all day long. That is what made that law get written, is what the people saw happening back in the early or late 70s, early 80s. If you have people who are, that's not to say you might not be misusing drugs. Does this make sense? Okay. I ordered Ativan and I really should have not done that. I should have looked at who the person was. Alrighty. Does that make sense? Sounds like I'm splitting hairs. But we've got enough people beaten on our heads. We don't need to go, oh, and I also use chemical restraints. No, I don't. Just need them for the administrator. Okay, so, is there anything else that you wish I would say something about? How many of you wish I'd stop saying anything at all? Don't you? I can't handle bad news. Okay? Alrighty. I wish you luck out there. Please remember, you are the long-term care experts. Show the world. Thank you. Thank you.